farmer milks his cows, what does he have to do to the milk to get the impurities out?
Well, the first thing is to milk it clean, is wash the cow's udder and tits, and have your buckets and your utensils sanitary, have them sterilized, have them clean. If that bacteria ever gets in it, you cannot get it out. That's a fact. And the cleaner you keep milk, and the more sanitary it is, the longer it'll keep before it begins to sour or ferment.
Well, what do you say you do to it, you know, when you pour it through a fine wire mesh to get it to...
Well, now, when you first milk it, or you strain it, and of course, we used to, when I was a boy growing up, my mother would always use a, say, take a sheet, cotton sheet, and strain it through two or three thicknesses of that there clean cotton sheet. Mm-hmm. And now, they're making cotton pads with what they call a cheesecloth on one side of it, and they got regular strainers to put in, put that one there, and put the milk through that pad, and that cotton catches all the sediments. Mm-hmm. And it just, as I say, but if you milk a cow, and she puts her, used to put her foot in the bucket, or such as that, some people, if it was pasteurized, they'd never pour it out. Mm-hmm. I never sold a drop of milk that I wouldn't drink myself. Mm-hmm. If a cow put her foot in the bucket, I poured it out to the hogs or the chickens, mm-hmm. or poured it out down the drain. And but some people, they say, oh, that's going to be pasteurized, let it go on in. When a cow would fresh, they'd never pour out a drop of fresh milk or nothing. Mm-hmm. If a cow was milk a cow and a bunch of blood come in there, and which it will, they'd never pour it out. Oh, that's going to the pasteurized company. Mm-hmm. And us raw dairymen that didn't pasteurize, when they first began to pasteurize, the pasteurized people tried to put us out of business. They put out all kind of stuff about what they was drinking, this, that, and the other. And so one day, this woman from up north, and I was selling to Dr. Proctor right next door, and this woman come out, no, says, I wouldn't drink nothing but pasteurized milk. Well, I'd had that told up to me so much, I says, lady, I says, did you know that when you drink pasteurized milk, 9/10 of it is grade B? You're not getting grade A milk. No, it says grade A. I says, no, now wait a minute. I says, now you've been up so much. I said, you've been along the highway and see these 5 and 10 gallon cans sitting out on the road in the sun? Yes. Mm-hmm. I says, a truck comes along, maybe be 3 tiers of cans. It goes into the creamery. It goes into pasteurizer. It's all poured in. I says, some of that milk might have been milked in a hog pen. Some might have been milked in a good parlor. Some was clean, but when it's all mixed together, it's all one grade. Mm-hmm. And I says, that milk you're drinking is grade B milk. Oh, I poured it on to her, because she had been poured it on to me.
Uh-huh.
And so she admitted, but she didn't know that. Oh, it says grade A on it. So that's what happens. But then the cleaner that milk is when you milk it, cleaner it's going to be in the long run.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. You know, some women make this for a dessert. You make it out of slices of fruit, say sliced apples or sliced peaches, and make it in a deep dish with a crust on top. What would you call something like that?
They call that a casserole? Is that what they call a casserole?
Would a casserole be made out of fruit?
Well, now I know my daughter-in-law out there that lives out there, and how she makes them, and she'll maybe take pears or apples or peaches and such as that.
Have you ever heard of anything called a cobbler?
Well, now a cobbler, you can take a peach cobbler or apple cobbler, and that's cooked in a big pan. It'll generally be about that deep, and sometimes it'll be strips across the top that wide, both ways. And this, that, and the other. And what I'd call the dough, the flour, you put on there, it's a little bit sticky.